All right, good to see everybody. First things first, I'm sure you saw where we released Rashid today. And really, as an organization, we weren't comfortable with where things were. And as you know, it's an ongoing investigation through the league, so I won't comment much further past that. But I just wanted to make sure you're aware of that. As far as practice went today, it was good to get everybody back out. This was our first time as our group getting started. And we were excited to see these guys getting into work and how do we, you know, feature the guys starting into the game plan. So the process begins for us, and we have a saying, the process takes care of learning. So we were excited to get started today.
Yeah, Coach, what took so long to, the case happened in March of 16.
I know it. Yeah, and really just the information that we got later, at this time we were just not comfortable having him as a member of the team. So past that, you know, it's still, you know, under review, so I can't comment a lot about that. But, yeah, it definitely took a long time.
And depth-wise, what does that do for you on the defensive line?
Well, inside we'll really feature, especially in the nickel package, we got Jarrett and Poe, Crawford, and then we slide Courtney Upshaw inside there quite a bit. So that's what takes place in the nickel package. And then in the base package, it's kind of the same program where Crawford and Poe would be another guy that can move inside. So we're fortunate at that position this year that it worked out like it did, where we had good depth at a couple of spots, and that happened to be one of them.
How did the new tackle look, Ty?
Yeah, it was great to have Ty here, and really we got really the first extended look at Austin as well. So he got team reps, and Ty got team reps as well. We're going to play both Ty at left tackle and at right tackle, Led. And so for the first part, we felt his quickness coming off the ball, and it was good. We got him right in, you know, with the group right off the bat. So he put some time in over the weekend to get ready and get acclimated. But for a first day, we're pleased with it.
Have you made a decision at right guard?
We have, and these guys have really battled, and guys that we respect a tremendous amount. So Wes Schweitzer will be the right guard. And it was so close, Kelsey, as we went through the whole thing. And just more consistency, you know, at times. If you went just solely on the games, really you could have battled it for either way. And in true fashion, Ben, you know, the competitor that he is too, hey, congratulations. And we know Ben, he is a chief on this team. So he definitely has a big role with us. But as close a battle as I've seen, you know, at a position.
Coach, what's part of the roster spot for Sheep in the spot? Have you found a replacement for that spot?
We haven't yet, but we're heading that way. It may not be at defensive line. So, you know, we're going to kind of look, and over the next day or so, we'll probably add to that spot.
And did anything surprise you about how the numbers worked out by position, or was this sort of what you expected?
It was more what we expected. A couple of the spots we were hoping maybe on the practice squad, how do we feature those as well, Chris? And we think of that almost like a 63-man roster. What we did tell the team over the first few weeks, the roster is still fluid, and people's roles are changing and getting into spots. So that includes the practice squad as well. So we're pumped with where we're at. But there was definitely tough ones to make. You know, do you have keep an extra at one position versus another? I think at the end, that's what you look, you know, between tight ends and running backs and all sorts of spots. Right now, he'd be the backup at it, and Gabe is, you know, certainly earned that job through the time here. So it was something that we went into the offseason hoping to have a chance to have Gabe compete for it as well, but just due to the limitations he had in training camp, he wasn't able to. So it's purely for Dre right now, but we'll keep Taylor ready just in case.
Coach, your running backs doing rehab today?
Yes. Right.
Kevin, what about behind them?
Yeah, we're hopeful that Ward's further along than Brian is at this point. So we're hopeful to have Teron at least taking a good bit of the reps on Wednesday. So today was more getting him back, getting him acclimated. He could do a little bit of the special team stuff, and then we'll get him hopefully full into everything on Wednesday.
And I missed it when Devontae came back. He's all full set, ready to go.
He is.
Everything's looking good for him.
Yep, fully cleared, fully ready. And he's bringing the energy and the juice that, and the excitement that he always does. So for those of us, you guys cover him all the time. So, yeah, he's ready to go.
At first glance, what have you seen from the Bears that stands out to you?
Well, I'll hit you on all on the phases. Offensively, this is a very good offensive line. That's the first thing that jumps out when you put their tape on, especially inside three. You know, the guards, the center, the tackles are good too. So I think they'll be one of the better lines that we would see. Defensively, really strong and stout against the run. You know, when you study their stuff from last year and even into the preseason, very square at the line of scrimmage, very strong. And then from the cover side of things, they've got speed as return men. We know that. So those are kind of the things that jumped out, you know, offensively, the line, defensively, how square, strong they can play against the run game, which is one of the, you know, areas for us that's an important one. And then the speed at returners.
Coach, Jordan Howard was a player who had a good rookie season.
Yeah.
What is your favorite assessment?
He can really run downhill. In some ways, they're similar to our zone scheme where you can press the line of scrimmage, make one cut, and then really get downhill. So it's the strength, you know, as a big back where he can lower his pads. And then the contact, you know, he can get yards after contact. That's one of the things that impressed us about.
Coach, are you prepared to see both quarterbacks at this point or what?
I think you have to. They haven't declared where it's going to go. So in these situations, you better be ready for multiple groups,
right,
of how they want to feature the player. So you have to study that way a little bit in the preseason until they say otherwise. We'll be prepared for both. If they decide to play one, then we'll go down that road as well.
Coach, how hard is it preparing for a rookie quarterback when you don't have any NFL tape?
Well, there's some in the preseason. That's all we have to go on. And then what you can study is the athleticism, the, you know, the arm strength. But within the scheme, not many teams have, you know, one offense with this quarterback and a whole nother one. So with that one, what changes? Maybe the style of plays called. On one, do you scramble and run keepers more? Or on one, do you stay more, you know, in the pocket? That could change, and that would be something that we'll look at.
Coach,
yes, you didn't see Leroy today, so he's dealing with a pec injury and something that you know, is ongoing even into today.
Do you expect to have him this year?
I don't expect to have him for this week.
Yeah, is there such a thing as being overly amped for an opening game?
There definitely is, Chris. It's a good question he was asked. Is there such a thing as being overly amped? It's that readiness, you know, and now that the group's smaller and the roles are now being defined, you can. One of the terms that we use here is, man, trust the process, and the process takes care of the learning. So today, let's not worry about the things that are even down the line onto Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And then when we get into Wednesday, it'll be kind of the same message. It's all the things that pertain to Wednesday. So what you don't want to do is go so far down the line that you're thinking about things of part of the game plan that you haven't even touched on yet. So we really try to stress the guys on, man, stay right in the moment, stay in the process of us getting ready. We know what that pocket looks like, feels like for us, and we really trust it. So especially for the new players that are here, like, just stay within the system, and we trust it a lot.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. You guys have a good afternoon, and we'll see you on Wednesday.